Chicago's all-news station. Streaming live at WBBM780.com.
WBBM News Time, 5:05. It's Friday, January 28th, 2011. And good evening. I'm Catherine Cataline for Steve Grzanich.
And I'm Keith Johnson. 28 degrees, cloudy it'll here. Wind chill now at 22. AccuWeather says expect some snow and freezing rain combination after midnight. Maybe just a coating, a low of 25. Tomorrow, cloudy and 34.
Our top local story on News Radio 780, a 90-minute car chase from Forest Park to Rockford is now over with the motorist in custody. We have the latest live. Joining us at the anchor desk, WBBM's Bob Roberts.
Well, Catherine, this began about 3:30 on Harlem Avenue near the Eisenhower Expressway. Police from Forest Park pulled over a Dodge Charger with darkened windows, but when the officer walked up to the side of the car, the driver hit the gas and took off. The officer gave chase for a short time but broke it off. Minutes later, though, Deputy Chief Tom Aftanis tells us a new chase began.
The same vehicle, I don't know if cut her off or she cut it off, but at that point, the driver of the vehicle displayed a rifle and pointed it at her. And another one of our officers spotted it westbound on Cermak at the Splains Avenue, tried to stop it again. It immediately took off on him.
Forest Park received help from Elmhurst officers, several sheriff's departments, and state police. Forest Park actually broke off the chase rather early on. Finally, 14 police squad cars massed in an intersection at 2500 South Harrison in Rockford were able to stop the motorist in his tracks less than 10 minutes ago. No word yet what the charges will be, but no one appears to be hurt. Reporting live, Bob Roberts, News Radio 780 WBBM.